As our high school students on the Kenai Peninsula, as they have for the last 35 years, start to answer the question, what can I do, invent, or improve to care for the environment or prepare for a natural disaster? Our foreign exchange student from Turkey, Artık Vulaş, has already done that by starting an organization called Hands Up for Tomorrow. Artık, tell us briefly what happened that caused you to stand up and do something on your own and joining with other people to have an effect on the devastation that happened after your earthquake.
So, just like you said, there was a severe earthquake in 2023, February 6th, and it disrupted lots of homes, and it has caused 60,000 people to die. And after this earthquake, it was a severe earthquake, and we have lost our home. And as a family, we decided not to live in this town, as it was not livable. So we decided to go to another city in February 7th. And when we went there, I was feeling bad to be in our below city. And I just wanted to do what I can do best to help other people. So in February 8th, we went to a seaport. And in the seaport, I saw people were doing everything that they can do with their heart as a volunteer to get a ship ready to go to Hatay with all the supplies. And when I witnessed that, that was the first time after that earthquake that I feel the hope for the humanity. And I still remember that I cried lots of times in that day, but it was for the first time I cried in that seaport for the goodness of the people.
And now, you've run into not only students at Sohai, but other people here on the Kenai Peninsula Rotary, that who sponsors your foreign exchange, who want to, without knowing who you are, want to step up to help. So that one person, have you found, can one person actually make a difference when you join hands with other people to rebuild a city and help educate kids that have lost their homes?
Yes. So in the seaport, I talked with the coordinator, and the coordinator helped me to find a consulting management for my education, and she helped me to find an English teacher, which is a Rotarian, and she helped me to find the Rotary leader in Hatay, which I went back to Hatay to continue my education. And in the Hatay, we decided to do a project when we see that the Hatay was a big destruction building and destruction place, and we just wanted to do something for the children there. And we decided to do Camp of Hope. Camp of Hope is a project about giving peer-to-peer education to earthquake-affected children to provide them English and math lessons and also provide them the hope to continue their life. We just didn't go give lectures, but also we become their brothers and their sisters. We talk about their daily life, we talk about their future, we talk about their hobbies and etc. We just try to make them as social as possible to tackle with the problems of the earthquake.
Arda, if people want to find out more about Hands Up for Tomorrow, our young people here on the peninsula as well as adults who would like to be involved with supporting your organization and see it grow, is there some place they can go online and find out more details about what you're doing?
Of course. First of all, they can follow us and they can message us in our Instagram account, which is the Haft Project. And also they can see our website and they can see what we are doing on the website of www.handsupfortomorrow.com. Yeah, those are the places that they can find information and they can reach us for joining our club.
Arda, we appreciate you coming to Alaska, inspiring our young people to know that they can do something, that one person, when they say and find something that they can do, can join with hands around the world to help relieve natural disasters. Thank you for coming, and good luck to Huft. Hands Up for Tomorrow. I'm Earl Sikorsky, returning you to that Hufty sound of KSRM.